Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, at Cardigan, you will always be Jack's dad first. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the Chief Justice of the United States, John G. Roberts, Jr.
Thank you very much. Rain, somebody said, is like confetti from heaven. So even the heavens are celebrating this morning, joining the rest of us at this wonderful commencement ceremony. Before we go any further, graduates, you have an important task to perform, because behind you are your parents and guardians. 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, they drove into Cardigan, dropped you off, helped you get settled, and then turned around and drove back out the gates. It was an extraordinary sacrifice for them. They drove down the trail of tears back to an emptier and lonelier house. They did that because the decision about your education, they knew, was about you. It was not about them. That sacrifice and others they made have brought you to this point. But this morning is not just about you. It is also about them. So I hope you will stand up and turn around and give them a great round of applause. Please. Now, when somebody asks me how the remarks at Cardigan went, I will be able to say they were interrupted by applause. Congratulations, class of 2017. You've reached an important milestone. An important stage of your life is behind you. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you it is the easiest stage of your life, but it is in the books. Now, while you've been at Cardigan, you have all been a part of an important international community as well. And I think that needs to be particularly recognized. También felicito a los graduados Cardigan de México y a todos los otros estudiantes internacionales. Su presencia como parte de la comunidad Cardigan la ha hecho un lugar más vibrante. Cardigan, yo rebsang, urobongue, jin sim orin, chikawak,